T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
P-War number 36.
I stayed there all 12 of my years. I appreciated that, and it was just a childhood dream.
He was first team on the 90s All-Decade Team.
And the little handoff to the upback. Leroy Butler's got a long way to go to the 40. Leroy Butler to the 50.
He is one of 4 players in NFL history with 38 interceptions and 20 sacks.
And here's Bledsoe back to throw it. Down he goes from behind. Off the corner, Leroy Butler.
Future Hall of Famer Leroy Butler leaps onto Chuck and Winkler now.
Brought to you by Milwaukee's preferred personal injury law firm of Carson Blau and Clemens. Get the injury settlement that you deserve. Call 414-342-1000.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler, Chuck Freeman, the birthday boy. Here on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan, we are joined by Leroy Butler, who we were at a work event on Friday, bowling, and the bowling alley was showing the NFL Network, and they were showing the Packers NFC Championship game when they won in San Francisco, and Leroy Butler on the sidelines wreaking havoc. I enjoyed watching that one again. I don't think I'm going to be watching this one again anytime soon. As the Green Bay Packers fall to the Niners 37-20, of course, Niners headed to the Super Bowl. Packers are not. Leroy, thanks for a couple minutes, my man. How you doing?
Hey, Leroy.
I'm doing well. Doing well.
Leroy, why couldn't they stop the run yesterday?
You know, the question. The two things should happen on defense to know that a team that had an inexperienced quarterback in those type of a games, they weren't going to put the weight of the shoulders of them going to the Super Bowl on Garoppolo. I'm going to give you an example. When they ran a draw play on 3rd and 8 and he scored, I said to myself, well, this ain't about Jimmy Garoppolo, you know, making great throws. No, it's about we're going to be conservative. We're going to run the football and play good defense. That's it. That's how you beat Green Bay. Everybody bought in. Jimmy Garoppolo, you may not even throw it. Hey, George Kittle, take a day off. We don't need you. I mean, no. So if you know that, now you go right to the reciprocal. You flip it around. Say, okay, now, Pettit, if you know that, give me your best run defenses. I'm assuming if I'm Matt LaFleur and I'm sitting there in this meeting in boardroom and all the assistants are in front of me, and he would say, okay, listen, here are my top 8 defenses other than playing goal line and short yardage. Just our best defense to stop the run. Coach, I'm going to tell you something. I'll be honest with you. San Francisco weren't disguising anything. They're telling you we're going to run the, and guess what? We're going to run the same play. They were in all of the fronts up front with your defensive linemen that you had to stop the run. They were in 8-man fronts. They was in these slant defenses. Then they just come down to personnel. They're just better. And sometimes it happens like that. I mean, you know, one guy is better than the other guy. That happens every day in the NFL. Now, what happens is you can use the scheme to help out guys who are not that elite level. You can use your scheme for that, put guys in the gaps and make the offense run on the outside. They did that. But that, what was so frustrating about it, if I had a question, they were running on the perimeter. Well, that's where 55 is. That's where 91 is. That's where 51 is. I mean, that's where all your good players are. I mean, how do you explain that? Because Ladarius Smith lost contain six or seven times, and it's frustrating. Like, don't guess. Just make sure the guy turns inside of you. Don't go out and trying to be a hero. Just make sure the ball turns inside of you where all of your brothers are. And that was very frustrating.
You know, Leroy, I don't know if you've ever been in a game like that where you know what the other team was going to do, and they did it over and over and over and over. I got to think, if you're playing defense and you know they're going to run and they keep running it down you, that at some point it's just like, well, what am I supposed to do? You just throw your hands up in the air. The Niners are advancing to the Super Bowl in a game where their quarterback threw eight times. I think at some point these defenders had to be like, we can't stop them. I don't know what to do.
But that was, it was a backup. You remember the Coleman, he got hurt. The guy walking around in a shoulder harness. He was hurt. You know, you got the backup. You know, so him and Breida, they took it in. The guy had 220 yards and four touchdowns. Now, that shows the physicality of what happened. But you don't need a defense that's overly physical. You need a defense that's smart. Because you have to say to yourself, I will basically go over to Brett or to Antonio and say, listen, this ain't one of these days that we're the number one defense. I need you guys to do a little bit more because we just don't have an answer. You just have man-to-man conversations like that. But then you get to halftime, and that's always the saving grace. Because you're sitting there, and it's like, this is a physical game. This is not out-scheming. They didn't get out-coached. No, absolutely not. They told you what they were doing. It's as if they went over to the Packers sideline and said, listen, we're going to run this counter play, this dive play, this misdirection play. These are top three runs. Now, I'm not going to tell you when we're going to do it, but we're going to run these three runs. And I'm not going to tell you the formation, but I'm letting you know that we're going to run this ball. Oh, by the way, we're going to do it with a backup running back, and you cannot stop it. And that was frustrating.
Leroy, when they can't stop the run, and offensively, they can't stop the Niner pass rush. Finally, I thought the Packers did something in the second half to, you know, counter that. First half adjustments. Can you do anything in the first half? Can you make first? Do you have to wait the halftime to make those kind of adjustments? Because that's what it seemed like they did.
No. Every time you sit on the bench with your coach, you're making an adjustment. When they sit down and he's telling you, because they got the best view now.
Mm-hmm.
These coaches are up in the box. They got everything flying around. I mean, they got everything going on. They got people. They got every angle that you want. And they'll show you on a picture, listen, you're losing contain. I need you to get like two more feet to your left on this formation. Just do that and the play will break down and we can make a few plays. Okay, great. You go back out there and the same thing happens. Now that the coaches are frustrated because they put together a game plan that they put together maybe 18 hours a day, say, this is the best game plan. As players, you're thinking, give me the information, and now my athletic ability can get to the next level. And it just seemed like that didn't happen. See, I was wrong in this prediction because I'm thinking that Aaron Rodgers will overcome every time they counter, he would counter and get his team in position to win. You know, you get unprecedented turnovers. I mean, just fumble the ball between the center snap exchange. You're just giving them what you need. And then J.K. Scott, I didn't know if he was going to play because her just shanks a punt. They get the ball back. And here's the thing. San Francisco is like scratching their head like, wait a minute. Because remember their coach said, listen, I don't like to say the word, but he said, you're the S word if you think the Packers are going to play this bad. He is shocked that he's getting so many opportunities. He really is. I mean, if you look at their sideline, they're like, wait a minute. I mean, where's the counterpunch? We're waiting on it, and it never came, because you can't turn over the ball and not play well. I mean, it just can't happen. So San Francisco said, you know what we're going to do? We're number one against the pass. We're going to shut down Aaron Jones, and we're going to put it all the weight of this everything they want to do, we're going to put it all on Aaron Rodgers, and he can't beat us.
There's a tweet.
And that's exactly happened.
There's a tweet from Wager Street. Leroy Butler joining us here on The Fan, Chuck and Winkler. Aaron Rodgers, 8 playoff losses. The defense gave up 45. The defense gave up 37. The defense gave up 45. Then the next 3 games, he led a game-tying drive, never got the ball again. Then the defense gave up 44. And then last night, the defense gave up 37. So Aaron Rodgers has been in some of these games where he hasn't gotten the support that maybe you would like, but also Aaron Rodgers is going to be a topic of conversation throughout the day, throughout the week. The thing that bothered me with him is, and I'm not trying to be a body language guy, but he either looked tired or old, or there was just something to me that was off about Aaron yesterday. What did you see out of Rodgers yesterday, Leroy?
Well, you like to see the aggressiveness of the game plan, and then you react off of that. It was a lot going on. Well, let's start with Jimmy Garoppolo first, because I think two things are the same. If you think about it, Jimmy Garoppolo looks over there, he sees, and I talked about this, you see Jerry Rice and, you know, Steve Young and all these guys. That's a lot on him. We never got a chance to see that. I thought Jimmy Garoppolo would see all of this stuff, and he would just throw you a couple picks. I thought he would play like Aaron Rodgers. I really did. I thought he would play like Aaron Rodgers, but that's not their offense. But for Aaron Rodgers, the one thing, regardless of whose offense, if it's McCarthy, if it's LaFleur, it doesn't matter. I'm just talking about the player. There's a few things you could hang your hat on. Accuracy, he was at one point. He was like 7 for 7, but only had like 30, 40 yards. He never throws interceptions. It just doesn't happen. And those turnovers, or something else we would say, going into the game, Aaron, don't hold on to the ball. If the first read is not there, scramble or dump it off and keep it moving. Don't look to 1-2-3 back to 3, or 1-2-3 back to 1. Don't even do that with this defense. This defense likes to take away your first read. So if it's not there, go to your second read. If not, scramble and get out of there, because you're going to fumble the ball. They had a clear path to him a couple of times, and it was just like to Russell Wilson when Jair Alexander sacked him. People say he didn't see the guy running right at him. It's hard to look down the field and look at a guy running at you at the same time with your peripheral. But that's the reason why you play. Everybody in the team play quarterbacks $30-40 million, because we think you're the one guy that could do it. And the turnovers are just you can't turn the ball over in championship games. You just can't. I mean, it's just either one or two things has to happen. First of all, you can't panic, because no one expected this team to be in the playoffs. Now, everybody who's listening to me are going to roll their eyes like, yeah, come on, man. Okay, we didn't expect it, but you're in the championship game. Stop it. That's just an excuse. I mean, if you're in that game, we expect you to win. I get that, and I'll give you space to even deliberate that and debate that with your friends. But the reality is, this in his first year, LaFleur is probably going to meet with the guys one-on-one at the exit meeting, and he has to think to himself, the NFL has changed so much so that he's 40 years old. He has to get on top of what's going on now, because that's the reason why McCarthy lost his job, because everybody listening to me said it was stale. Okay, he has to find a way, one or two things. Either I'm going to continue calling the plays, or I'm going to get an offense that's tailored around Aaron Rodgers, because you can't give a guy 22% of the salary cap or whatever, and it doesn't, like, the eye test doesn't look like that. You want Aaron Rodgers to look like Patrick Mahomes. Every time Mahomes dropped back, you think something good is about to happen. And either it's just offense or it's Aaron Rodgers that didn't work in elite games. And that's something for LaFleur to figure out. Because if it's Aaron Rodgers, okay, great. I'm going to spend a lot of money getting all kind of speed around him, like in Kansas City. They went up and said, we got a quarterback with a big arm. Draft every kid that can run a 4.2 or a 4.3 or 4, and just put him around him. And we get Eric Bieniemy, who's a smart guy, and we'll let him just go. You got to figure that out with Gutekunst. Okay, do I change the talent? Or do we start to just say, listen, we need our heir apparent at quarterback to be drafted and groom him for the next 2 or 3 years, so when Aaron Rodgers leaves, we don't turn it into the Packers of the 80s?
Well, that's what we'll be talking about for an extensive amount of time here. A little sooner than we want to, obviously. No Super Bowl berth, but we'll be talking about it here on The Fan on this program. Leroy, who you can catch on the Wendy's Big Show, 2 to 6 each and every day. Leroy, thanks for joining us throughout the year. Good luck in a couple of weekends. Hopefully you get that knock on the door from Big David Baker, and we'll talk to you around that time.
Thanks, Leroy.
Thanks a lot, guys. I really appreciate it. Take care.
Leroy Butler joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Has your passion outgrown your home? A Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935. Aaron Rodgers afterwards.
I think Matt deserved a lot of credit for the way that we performed week in and week out. I mean, he would set the vision every week. Very simple messaging, you know, with his leadership and empowering guys the way that he did. And with Brian adding pieces as he did this offseason and will continue to do. I said it last week, the window is open for us. And that's the exciting thing. It doesn't make this feeling any easier, but that is very exciting moving forward.
Is that true for you? Do you feel the window is open, or did the Packers miss an opportunity and this could be the last time that Aaron Rodgers gets this far in a Packers uniform? 414-799-1250. It's Chuck and Winkler. We're in the live Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios, and we're served up by Perkins here on The Fan.
Feel super, baby!
Feels great,
the
baby!
Five-time Super Bowl champions are going back to Miami, they have won two Super Bowls, and they're looking for number six!
Let's start filling up that other hand.
They're trying to hype themselves up like, man, we're going to be ready this time. You weren't ready the first time, and that was in front of the whole country. That was a Sunday night game. It wasn't like it was a game, just a middle-of-the-day, 1 o'clock game. You know, and it kind of bothered us a little bit. You know, they're like, oh, my God, we're going to be ready this time. Like, you weren't ready. Like, do you not take the game seriously? You know, when do we not take games seriously in the regular season? If you would have won that one, you would have had the one seed. You would have been going to Green Bay. But hey, it wasn't that big a deal. You were going to be ready this time. But story for a different day.
Richard Sherman and Niners Radio. You can't always get what you want. It's just a tough night.
As much as I hate him, he's right. Everything he said is 100% correct.
Well, yeah.
Excuses.
But yeah. I don't think the Packers looked at that as bulletin board. Not that you need bulletin board material in the NFC Championship game, but I think the Packers are talking about themselves there.
So the Niners took that as bulletin board material?
Sounds like Sherman. Did you hear what he said?
Jeez.
He said
he takes everything. And that's why I laugh when people say, there's no such thing as bulletin board material in pro sports.
But
look at Richard Sherman, because every year he's playing with a chip on his shoulder.
Yeah, but
even
still,
when his shoulder's dislocated.
NFC Championship game, man. You know, I mean, he said that. And Sherman, you know, he wears his heart on his sleeve. There's no doubt about that. But the Packers didn't do that by any means. When they said that, I mean, a lot of teams say that. Hey, we're going to play better the next time. We didn't play. You know, that was a regular season game.
It's just speak. It's just, hey, we're gonna, hey, you got a microphone in your face. Say the standard thing. And
sure.
Richard Sherman's like, oh, no, you didn't.
Just like the guys yesterday who were interviewed after the game in the locker room. Oh, you know, we're getting ready for next year already. You know, Aaron Jones said, as I was walking out the field, I was thinking about next year already. I mean, he wasn't really thinking about he's thinking about his off season. He's not thinking about next season. None of those guys are thinking, oh, man, what am I going to be able to do to be better next year?
You don't think so?
Oh, most of those guys.
See, I watched some of those interviews. I saw Darnell Savage. I heard from some of the other guys. They look like they're ready to go back and practice tonight and get back at this thing. And that left me with, you know, some optimism.
I don't look at it that way. No. I look at, of course, they're going to be looking forward to next year. But at that moment when the season's over, you're thinking, tough loss. Boy, do I need a break to get back to my offseason and recharge a little bit. Because I think at this point of the season, you know, middle of January, some of those, you know, you're spent. I think all these guys are spent. You know, I just, even like the, you know, when the Bucs season ended Memorial Day weekend in Toronto, yeah, I think they're thinking about, you know, that season ending and just getting away from it a little bit and relaxing a little bit. Because it's a, I mean, it's, there's a lot of pressure, a lot of stress as these dark guys are going through the regular season and postseason. There's a lot of demands of these guys.
Aaron Rodgers.
I said it last week. The window is open for us, and that's the exciting thing. It doesn't make this feeling any easier, but that is very exciting moving forward.
So the complaint and the criticism, and, you know, you've got people from other fan bases laughing at us, even other fan bases that haven't won a Super Bowl ever. You've got Lions fans and Vikings fans laughing at us. You've got Bears fans who have the one Super Bowl laughing at us because Packer fans have just one Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers. And so even though that we have more than some of these other teams, it's still funny because we've had these two Hall of Fame quarterbacks and each have won one Super Bowl. Rodgers hasn't even been back to another one, and God knows what the narrative would be if Rodgers didn't get to that one that he got to in 2010. But if you look at where Rodgers' career is, he's on the back nine, but he's got a GM that's going to be more aggressive. He will no longer have a first-year head coach. We didn't think they were going to the Super Bowl this year. I think they can get back to the spot. It's way too early. There's the draft. There's free agency. There's signing. I am optimistic about this team coming in to next year. At the same time, when you get these opportunities, I don't care if you've been doing this for 15 years or a day, you've got to take the opportunities. The problem with this season is they did have an easy schedule. They did play a lot of teams where guys were hurt. They did maybe luck into some victories, and they won 13 games. And the entire time, Matt LaFleur was learning. This was like an on-the-job training for him. And while his career may benefit because of this on-the-job training he had where he went out and played his friends and family in San Francisco and got his ass kicked twice, I don't know if you have a veteran coach, is it different? If you want to get Mike McCarthy, is it different? I don't know. I think the fact that you had a new head coach certainly rejuvenated the team. Aaron Rodgers said, look, I've had fun again, which is an indictment on what the last few years were like. But you also had a guy who was doing things and learning things a lot for the first time. So the new head coach, first-year head coach, a blessing as much, Chuck, as it was a curse.
Back to what you said initially, if Bear fans and Viking fans and Lion fans are laughing at us, first of all, who cares? Number two, really, you're laughing at us? Who won the division this year? Who's owned this division for the last 25 years, basically? The Green Bay Packers. So if you're laughing at us, how bad are you? How bad is your organization? So I'm laughing at us. Anybody who's laughing at us, our team on Twitter, okay, is jealous and it's sour grapes because your team, you know, sucks, okay? Can't win a division. The Vikings went out the minute to San Francisco. Viking fan never has a leg to stand on. Lion fan, please, okay? Bear fan, you're a joke too, okay? Your team, look at the step back it took this past season. So I don't read it in any, I don't care about any fan base but ours. And if they're laughing at us, it's because they're, I don't know why. I don't know why. But on top of it, there's a window here. The Packers will see where they go. You know, the Bears had an opportunity. You know, they went 12-4 last year, and they did not take the necessary steps in the offseason to get back to where they needed to win the division. It's on the Packers right now not only to get back to win the division, but to see what they have to do to stop the run and get better offensively and become a more complete team. The Packers aren't a complete team. They're not. They were a 13-3 team, but they're the best out of a lot of other average to good teams in the NFC.
Mike's in South Milwaukee, 799-1250. You guys can dial us up, 414-799-1250. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Mike.
I got to side with you guys, and also I listened to what Leroy said. Last night watching this game, I thought it was kind of like a college team playing a high school team, and I'm not saying that against Green Bay, but that was another level that, you know, these great teams were playing on, not the good teams, the great teams, kind of like more men amongst boys, really. If it's any consolation, guys, if Green Bay had squeaked by San Francisco by some miracle and they played the Chiefs, how embarrassing would that have been on a world stage in front of a lot more people than what we viewed yesterday? I think that if you look at remember the Ravens when they had Flacco, he was not a great quarterback. He just had more balance around him as far as offense, defense, and special teams. The question is, and I think Leroy hit it where he said, do you invest a lot of money in a quarterback and not have enough to spread it around to get weapons and, you know, on offense, defense, and special teams? Or do you spread the money around and just get an average to good quarterback to run the team? The other consolation I'm going to say, guys, is next year all these teams are going to be different. And that we can always say next season, but the Packers really know what they need to fill. The question is, can they fill those holes with the right people? And, hey, we get another chance next year to get some more talent and speed. The only thing that I was a little disturbed about yesterday was Rodgers had a few really good opportunities for long passes, and I know you can only see one half of the field when you got a whole bunch of guys in your face trying to strip the ball or tackle you. So I think that in the offseason, yeah, it sucks right now, but I did not expect this team to go anywhere near that it did this year. And, yeah, you know, Chuck, all these people are jealous because this is a small market team. We eke out every ounce of talent that we can muster against all these other major market teams.
You're right. Here's the part I disagree with you on. If the Packers were good enough to beat San Francisco, if you're good enough to get to the Super Bowl, you're good enough to beat anybody. And I know Kansas City looks so good right now, but San Francisco looks good too. If you were able to beat San Francisco, you could have beat Kansas City. So I don't look at it like, oh, man, if we would have got the Super Bowl, you would have ran, the Kansas City would have ran right over the Packers. They've already won in Kansas City. I know Mahomes wasn't the quarterback for that game because he was hurt. But, if they would have went to the Super Bowl and got trucked by Kansas City, he got to the Super Bowl at least.
Yeah, I just want to get, you know, we talk about all these things. Oh, heartbreak, painful heartbreak. Mm-hmm. Mike, thanks for the call. Painful heartbreak. Outside of Wisconsin and Duke, none of these were in championship games.
Mm-hmm.
It was the NLCS. It was the NFC Championship game. It was the Eastern Conference Finals. It's not the NBA Finals. It's not the World Series. It's not the Super Bowl. So, yeah, I look, if we lost and got trucked by Kansas City, you know, good for them. I would much rather get trucked in the Super Bowl than get trucked in the NFC Championship game. 414-799-1250. We'll hear more from Rodgers. You watch this game. You watch him. You think, oh, geez. I mean, there's nowhere to go but down with this guy's career. Then you listen to him. I was at least influenced a little bit. We'll see if Chuck, you, and everybody else listening feels the same way. 414-799-1250. We'll hear from Aaron Rodgers coming up next. Our insider, Ryan Wood, 820. It's Chuck and Winkler on the Fan.
Sports Flash, right.
Definitely hurts, I'd say, a little more than early in the career, just because you realize just how difficult it is to get to this spot. And with all the changes this offseason and with all the installation of a new system and a new program, to get to this point, you felt like it was something special because it, you know, just didn't really make sense. You know, we weren't picked by most people to win our division, and we found a way to not only do that, but win a home playoff game and get to this spot.
Three trips to California this season for Green Bay, three losses, both to the Niners and then one to the Chargers. You know what I'm trying to say. They do have to go back out to San Francisco next year, by the way. So we're looking forward to that one. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman, Ryan Horvath. Happy birthday to Freem Dog.
Oh, thanks, man.
Some positivity on the show today.
I was hoping to hide it, actually. I was hoping to get out of here, you know, at 10 o'clock after a show and be free of it. Somehow the word always gets out.
Well, I mean, I got nothing for you, and I'm not changing my way that I, interact with you. So
sure.
It's pretty much a normal day.
Okay. No, I am. I'm just saying. I have no idea.
Anything you want for your birthday? Do you want anything you want that I can do?
No.
Little linebacker would be nice.
A little linebacker. The Packer win yesterday would have been great. You know, I mean,
AJ Green.
That kind of ruined things yesterday, but No, nothing. You know, I'm one of those guys, like, for Christmas or birthday, you know, nobody has to get me anything. At this point, I think when you, you know, like, exchanging birthday presents when you're, you know, adults. I mean, that's a foolish thing. Just happy birthday. You don't have to see that. You just have a good time. You know, you don't have to, you don't have to have a birthday party. You don't have to have a surprise birthday party, any of that. No.
Chuck,
keep going on.
Have a good time.
That's a good time. That's a good present.
Aaron Rodgers thinks the window is open, is very fond of Matt LaFleur, is very fond of Brian Gutekunst, likes the way that things could develop here over the next couple of years. Rodgers at the podium.
I think Matt deserved a lot of credit for the way that we performed week in and week out. I mean, he would set the vision every week. Very simple messaging, you know, with his leadership and empowering guys the way that he did. And with Brian adding pieces as he did this offseason and will continue to do. I said it last week, the window is open for us. And that's the exciting thing. It doesn't make this feeling any easier, but that is very exciting moving forward.
Let's go to KJ 414-799-1250.
Mahalo, Bagalulu. Check out.
Before that, that's a Scott Farrell cut, that drop, Aloha. He has left us.
Are we allowed to use that yet, then?
I don't know. He has left us at CBS Sports Radio to go to some other website no one's ever heard of.
Yeah, that was a quiet departure.
So congratulations to Farrell, who we feuded with last year during the Bucs season, and he decided to back off because he thought that I was trying to make a name for myself, and if he came to the mornings, he could destroy us in a week. And now Farrell can't even handle CBS Sports Radio. So congratulations on a great career, Scott Farrell.
Always said,
whatever $5.99 streaming app that you have gone to.
I've always said, Bart, the guys who come after us and all that, we'll outlive them all. And we certainly do.
Yeah, the Farrells of the world. Hey, have a nice career, scumbag. I'll punch you in the face.
Less than a year after all those threats, and he's gone.
He's gone. Flat out gone. KJ, aloha.
Hey, aloha, my brothers. Happy MLK Day.
I got a big fat elbow for your face, Henry Winkler.
Yeah, let's go, Scott. Yeah, happy MLK Day.
Yes, there we go.
Yeah, happy birthday, Chuck.
You know, and having a birthday in the broadcast business is almost like a curse.
Anymore.
Yeah.
What is that?
Yeah. Well, because the older you get, the more chances of, you know, people wanting to fire you.
My God.
Yeah, like, oh, it's your birthday? Yeah. How old is he? Okay.
KJ. We're just being boys here.
KJ
just hung up on us. Was it you or was it me?
No, I think he hung on the line for a while.
Uh-huh.
And then we brought him on the show, and mm-hmm. we didn't get immediately to his point, and he got upset about it and hung up.
Oh.
And now I'm going to get angry DMs for the next 3 weeks. KJ just hung up on us.
I had to run through something in promotions mailbox. What happened there?
He just hung up on us. We put him on the air. We started talking, and then
how was he when he answered the phone? Right, was he all right?
Well, forgive him, man. He also threw down some ducats on the Packers yesterday.
That ain't my problem.
Yeah.
Well, you know, maybe he didn't want to get cut off with Farrell.
Well, I was keeping him on the phone.
Yeah, we're just talking.
We're just clearing the next 4 minutes for
KJ,
him.
KJ, come back.
We're doing like
KJ, come back.
We're just
KJ.
Doing what we always do. Come you know, on. We're talking. Us three guys were talking here. And
KJ,
we're talking about birthdays. And
we're including you in the program. Yes.
Guys.
I got a big fat elbow for your face.
Oh, shut the hell up.
Henry Winkler.
I got to be honest. I've never been more miserable than I am today.
How's that?
How?
You're a pretty miserable person these days, too.
Yeah. The Seahawks.
You're a pill to be around.
I was in a good mood. Yeah, we had a lot of fun yesterday.
Yeah, we did, but we're never watching a game together again because Packers have been outscored 27-0.
Wait a second. What'd you guys end up doing
we
after the game?
We watched the first half here.
Oh, you did? Okay, because I was wondering where you guys were going to go.
Yeah, and Austin was here and Sam Schmidt, some of our part-time guys.
Okay.
We were watching the game here, and, you know, it was supposed to be fun, and it sucked, and Horvath brought some Coors in here, so we were, you know.
Oh, he brought some Coors into the building.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
What happened was.
Oh, well, Coors.
I mean, after we were off the air, I said, let's have a good luck one. We stone colded it.
Yeah.
The highlight of my day, and Bart, you're a new parent, so you
I
know.
Am.
It's cool when you go home, though, and you're like, man, the world is falling, and then you see your kid. My kid had the line of the night. I walk in the door, and my wife's like, you know, like not even looking at me because she already knows. You know, it's 27-0 at that point. I'm miserable. My kid comes up to me and he goes, "Daddy, you're going to be mad, but the Packers are going to lose." And I just started cracking up. I was like, thanks, buddy.
Yeah, so he probably didn't think you were watching the game.
But I'm just so miserable because, man, like it sucks that the season's over, But it's like, man, football season's over now too. No more college football. I mean, you get the Super Bowl. I don't care about the XFL, Bart. Please do not bring up the XFL.
We're gonna pick a team. I've decided this already. I didn't tell you guys. We're gonna pick a team for the show. And then every Monday, we're going to break down how our team did.
Oh, I thought we always do this for every new league, though.
Well, why the hell not?
The last league lasted 5 weeks.
Yeah. What are you going to talk about in March? Well, the Bucks won by 45.
March Madness.
Yeah, college hoops. The Badgers.
March Madness.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Badgers run.
But I'm starting to feel like we're never going to get
the Badgers are going to the Elite Eight, I'll tell you right now.
I don't think Rodgers is ever going to play Michigan Super State Bowl again.
Well, college basketball is all freshman. What did you just say? He's never going to a Super Bowl again? He might never go to an NFC Championship game again.
Rodgers?
Yeah, just so hard to get back here.
They can.
Don't get me wrong.
No. When Aikman on the broadcast last night goes, well, maybe that guy right there might have seen his last NFC Championship game. Yeah, he might have, but I don't think that's the case.
You know, I don't know what kind of state I'm in today. Rick, a guy named Rick, has called in and said, or tweeted in, said, you guys are morons if you talk trash about the Bears. Your Packers still haven't won-ish. Ish being a slang for the S word. Mm-hmm. And so I told him.
Why is he listening to us if he's a Bears fan? Yeah. I mean, we appreciate the ratings, but.
I told him, what is the point of doing this fan back and forth routine? Like, this is what we do. Oh, the Bears won this with a bit. I said, what's the point of doing this routine? Oh, my team won this, but your team won this. My team would beat up your team. My dad would beat up your dad. Who cares? We're all going to die and be forgotten anyway.
Good way of looking at it. The big picture there, Bart.
I mean,
this is it.
This is my new
looking at the big picture.
Like, everybody's all upset the Packers lost. Guys, we all died in 2014 anyway when the Packers lost to Seattle.
Oh, I thought you meant we're all going to die.
We all are going to die.
Yeah.
And then what happens? 100 years from now when people are making love and having sex with robots and the robot babies are running around playing sports we haven't invented yet, you think they're going to care about what Chuck and Winkler said on January 20th, 2020? No. We'll be a figment of their imagination. We're all just parts of a simulation anyway. None of it matters.
Yeah. Hey.
Did KJ really call in a hang up, or was that a glitch in the system?
The two guys who did the play-by-play when the Packers won the Super Bowl in 96, Jim Irwin and Max McGee, they're both dead.
Yeah, Bart Starr's dead. Vince Lombardi's dead. Curly Lambeau's dead. Abner Doubleday is dead.
But their legacy lives on.
Everyone's dead.
But the legacy lives on. That's the legacies die. No, I don't know if the legacies die.
Legacies go
Vince
away.
Vince Lombardi's still got a statue.
Or what happens is your legacy is great, and then we find out, Michael Jackson was a terrible person, and now his legacy's dead.
Yeah.
So we're either going to die or we're going to die, and I just need to take a timeout, so we'll get to a break because I'm going off the nihilism road again, which I try to avoid. 414-799-1250. Let me tell you what does matter with this precious time we've got on this earth. Perkins.
You can't, if you die eating Perkins, you're dying a happy man, I would think.
You know what today is at Perkins? It's Monday.
Pie Society Monday.
Yeah. After 11 o'clock, you get a free slice of pie at Perkins. You get a meal, and then you get a slice of pie. Any kind of pie you want. Try one of their pies in the bakery. Maybe take one to a gathering, to an event. I got a little card tournament coming up. I'm going back to Fondy to play some cards.
Oh, with the old homeboys?
Yeah, with the homeboys.
Going back to Fondy. Fondy.
Yeah, all those guys.
So maybe I'll bring a slice of pie or a Perkins pie.
They're going to ask you to bring some beer with it, some canned beer probably.
I'll bring some beer. We usually load up on some Bob's Pizza.
Okay. I'm like a good frozen pizza. Yeah.
So we do that, and then I'll bring a Perkins pie from Perkins, and I'll do what I always say. I will pretend that I made it, and we'll see if my lifelong friends buy the fact that suddenly I'm a baker, and then they'll call me a master baker, and we'll all have a good laugh, won't we? Perkins, Pie Society Monday, after, I'm in some kind of mood right now, after 11 o'clock, Perkins, on a Pie Society Monday, check them out, and again, look at that steak menu, steak items start at just $7.99. An update from Mike Clemens, and more from you guys next.
Obviously, it's hard to say. It's hard to get back to these games. You know, I've been to four NFC championships in 14 years. I guess that's good in some people's book, but, you know, from our standards, we expect to be there every year. So, I feel like that we can get back there. offense will be a lot better next year. Defense should be a lot better next year. All we can do is just count on that, go to the offseason, put in the work, and see what happens, see how our team develops.
Tremont Williams says next year will be better. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman. Tremont Williams would need to be re-signed. Aaron Rodgers mentioning Williams by name in the post-game press conference. Also, Brian Bulaga, who would need to be re-signed. And he also mentioned Mercedes Lewis,
which he mentions every time he does a press conference.
Yeah, big dog. 414-799-1250.
But I also thought the officiating yesterday. Okay, and the Packers lost the game, okay? But, I mean, come on. Pass interference on Redmond and a key.
In the fourth quarter?
Fourth quarter. Packers are making a little things interesting there. Pass interference. Redmond was pissed off about it. Rightfully so, okay? Official mailed that one in. Come on. That's not pass interference. A bad spot. Fortunately, LaFleur overruled.
LaFleur should have challenged the pass interference.
Yes.
That's the desperation challenge you make.
Yes.
Because that was a third down, and the timeout is not worth as much as the 2 minutes.
Would agree. They're probably not going to overturn it anyway.
No,
and why
but
have it?
I would have challenged it.
But then the officiating, I mean, they gave San Francisco a first down, clearly not a first down. I mean, come on. The officials at that point thought, okay, you know, the San Francisco, well, they're winning this game. They probably got that first down. What was that official? The NFL officiating has got to improve. These guys have got to get better. If these guys aren't capable and competent of doing their job, if they're too old, they're too slow, their cardio's not good enough, then get out of the league. Get rid of these guys. But do your job.
Dude, so I called some high school basketball again on Saturday.
Yeah.
On the fan.
Yeah.
And every time now I call the games, there's this one ref that is, he keeps being at these games.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not.
He's reffing the game?
Yeah, I'm not here to make fun. He's an out of shape man.
Yeah.
Well, he's a bigger man. He's out of shape. And each game he does, like, the first game I did, there's a scoreboard issue because he needed a breather.
Mm-hmm.
And and then last game, suddenly he had to tie his shoe because he needed a breather. Come on, guy.
Yeah.
You can't do 18 minutes in a row. You shouldn't be. Go to the gym.
The problem with that, though, There's such a need for officiating at the high school level because nobody wants to do it. Nobody wants to take heat on a Friday night from parents or this. This is a topic for another day.
You pay like $80,
but nobody wants. It's not worth it for some of these guys. Not worth it for some of these guys. So I just think that's, you know, there's a need. There's definitely a need for officials on all levels.
Look at this. We're doing this today. So I told you about that Bears fan who out of nowhere was like, the Bears are better and the Packers haven't won-ish.
Mm-hmm.
He's now reached out to us via email looking to get in touch with our bosses. This guy's name is Randy. He said, heard Chuck and Winkler crying because Bear fans are laughing at them for getting their ass kicked and calling Bear fans a joke. Well, how about last year when the Bears won the NFC North with a 13-3 record? While the Packers missed the playoffs for the second straight year, they were 6-9-1. Yet you guys and most Packer fans laughed hysterically about the double doink. If you're going to dish it out, you got to be able to take it. Quit crying. How can anyone, even if you are a Bears fan, even have enough energy to try to pick a Packer-Bear fan fight today?
Especially when you're watching Patrick Mahomes yesterday,
you
man.
You traded up for Mitch Trubisky.
You guys, I actually, so my mom was posting, and she works with a Bears fan, and he was all over her Facebook page.
We've got as many Super Bowls with Jim McMahon as you do.
And I dove
in. Look at the world championship wall.
I'm like, you guys have revoked your crap-talking card for the next two decades. You could have had Patrick Mahomes. There's only going to be one Patrick Mahomes for the next 30 years. You had him in your pocket. Okay, you pass on Patrick Mahomes. He's a raw talent. Deshaun Watson right there, a guy that beat Alabama and Nick Saban in a national championship game. All the talent in the world. Oh, we're going to take this guy that started 12 games at North Carolina, Mitch Trubisky. You guys shut your mouths and go sit in the corner for the next two decades.
Look how many quarterbacks they've had, and we've had two Hall of Famers, and look how many quarterbacks they've tried to run through over the years. So, come on. And he wants to tell our boss what? What does he want to tell our boss?
That we're being mean.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
We are.
Randy, first of all, it's Chuck's birthday. He can do whatever he wants. Second of all, I didn't think we'd get into fights with Bears fans today, but I'm ready. Look, I've said nothing but nice things about Bears fans and their fan culture, but if this is how we want to go the day after the NFC Championship game, our third loss in this game in the last decade, that'll make me feel better. I'm sure it'll make a lot of our Packer fans feel better. So come on and step up to the plate. All right? Unless you're like a Milwaukee UFC fighter, you get your ass kicked right away. But other than that, come up and step up to the plate. 0-3 they were on Saturday night. Chuck and Winkler, 414-799-1250 on the Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.